Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Wherever you're at in the world, thank you for tuning in to the Turf Kings podcast. I'll be your host, Rusty Everidge, owner of Everidge Lawn Care and TurfKingsApparel.com. On today's episode, we're going to talk about not being scared. Words I live by from Greg Chisholm, geek to freak, what I call the godfather of lawn care. He always said, don't be scared. You can take that many ways. The way I took it was don't be scared to start a business and try it and see what happens. Don't be scared to learn new things. Don't be scared. It's a motto that I have learned to live by. One of the greatest things that Greg Chisholm could have ever influenced me into was starting my business. He put out videos on YouTube a couple times a week. Of course, he no longer has an active channel, and he quit lawn care pretty much altogether. But I still, every once in a while, on my feed on YouTube, a video of his will pop up, which they're very few and far between, but they're out there. And I'll just listen to it, or I'll watch it, just to reminisce of, the things that he put out there, what I call the golden nuggets. The man really pushed people to not be scared, to follow your passions, follow your dreams, and, create a business for yourself. I really wish that the big lawn care YouTube channels of today in 2018, I really wish that they would provide these golden nuggets to their subscribers and their followers on social media. Maybe we'll get there one day. Who knows? But I really want to challenge those people to, give back, give some golden nuggets, share your story of how you got into the lawn care business. I've already shared my story, how I've done it, but I really want to put this out there because there's not a lot of people that are giving those golden nuggets. Don't get me wrong. There are people doing it. It's happening. Sometimes it's being misconstrued, as showing off, but really, if you really look into it, you can find that there are some people, they may not have 10, 20,000 subscribers on YouTube, but they're still giving some good golden nuggets, some sound advice out there. I encourage you to seek them out. Other realms of the business world, Gary Vee, he puts all this stuff out there, for free. He puts out there for free. He has always put his information out there for free, and his motivation. And, yes, he sells books, but you're not required to buy those books. I do, because I really like to support what he's doing. He's helped motivate me a lot, too, as well, and helped me kind of laser focus on things in my business. I really encourage you to find a friend, a group, what have you. Like I said, we got like 38 lawn care groups out there. Out of those, I'm sure that you can find somebody in one of those groups that you can, kind of have chats with and talk about business. Lucky for me, I have finally found a person that is in my area. We don't look at each other as competition, and we are just starting, a friendship. I really look forward to seeing where it goes, and, I appreciate, just the camaraderie that we have right now. So I encourage you, whatever industry you're in, I've found that we have some people following the podcast here that aren't even in a lawn care business, and I want to say thank you, and I appreciate that you help support this. As far as how the podcast is going, it's going really good, I think. I'm not getting a lot of feedback. I would really like to get a lot more feedback from people. So please, you know, get a message to me. I'm on social media all over it under Average Lawn Care. Find me, send me a message, let me know what you think of the podcast, you know, any suggestions. I'm also on Turf Kings on Twitter, Turf Kings on Instagram. You can find me pretty easily looking up Average Lawn Care or Turf Kings apparel, you know, pretty easy to find. So please send me some words of encouragement, I guess. Or if there's something you don't like, tell me that too. Constructive criticism always helps kind of bring things in. So please bring the love, bring the hate. It will all be received very well here on this podcast. Still working towards getting the equipment that I need so I can take phone calls. I'm really looking forward to that. I got some great people lined up that I'm going to have on as a guest. So that is coming. I promise you that is coming. So one of the things that I've found, you know, there's a, I don't even know how to say it. There's a few people that I feel like we have a relationship. I don't really know how to say it. But anyway, we use social media to talk to each other. We bounce ideas off each other. We talk about certain subjects and things like that. And they're really, it's a really good group of people. I feel very fortunate that I'm included in this group of people. So that's why I encourage you to find somebody or a group of people that understand where you're at in business and where you're wanting to go in business, because I promise you, your friends and family are going to look at you like you're crazy. You know, the mindset that we have as entrepreneurs, it's way different than the mindset of our friends and families, members who are employees for somebody. They don't understand how, you know, how we're going to leave a $65,000-$68,000 a year job with insurance and benefits and yada yada, to go mow grass, or to sell beauty products, or to sell, you know, supplements in the weightlifting world or what have you. They don't get it. But that's okay. They don't have to get it at all. Here's kind of, you know, how it went for me. My wife and I spoke about the pros and cons. Of course, we talked about the financial. We talked about insurance. What it really came down to is when I made that leap, it wasn't one of those deals where you're jumping in the boat and you're kind of hanging on to the side as it's pulling away from the dock. Your feet are dragging in the water. You know, if you're doing that, then in my opinion, I feel like you jump too soon. But there are people that do that and quickly climb back into the boat. I was a little more cautious about it, but the big benefit for me was time. Okay, that was my big benefit, time with my family. I wasn't getting that for 2.5 years since I started this business, working 6 and 7 days a week. I just didn't have any time for my daughter or my wife. So, right, when I jumped, I lost some money, okay? Not a lot of money, like what I was making salary-wise, but I did lose some money. Now, I'm back up even, and then next year I look to go over, you know, what I was making, so I made a good choice. The time, I have got so much time back with my family. I have really have a good relationship with my daughter. And then, you know, I'm working on repairing aspects of my marriage that suffered with my wife. So, and that's just going to take some time. You know, that's all it comes down to it. But, you know, my family has calmed down a little bit. My friends, you know, obviously are supportive. You know, so it hasn't taken that long for my friends and family to kind of relax a little bit. But, you know, that doesn't mean that you can relax, right? You still have to get up and bust it out. You still have to go to work every day. You still have to get out there and, you know, whatever, you know, if you're packaging items and shipping them out, you still have to get up and do all that. You got to get all those cuts on your fingers, you know. Just like whenever I ship out apparel from turfkingsapparel.com, you know, hats, stickers, shirts, you know, I got to package all that stuff up, got to create shipping labels, got to weigh, make sure everything's right. And then I actually still have to take them over to the post office and ship them out. Same thing with my lawn care business. You know, I still have to make sure that I have fuel. I still have to make sure that my decks on my mowers are cleaned out. I have to make sure that my weed eaters are, you know, cleaned up and looking nice. I have to make sure that all of my blades get sharpened and replace the dull blades with, you know, sharper new blades every day. It's never ending, you know. So whatever business you're in, just make sure that you keep that laser focus. And I'm telling you, having a group of people that you can talk to that understand your mindset as an entrepreneur is one of the biggest benefits that I have. Like, you know, Brian Ring building my website, you know, that was a big benefit for me. But the bigger benefit is the camaraderie I get with the people that I speak with, you know, through social media on a daily basis, good group of people. And it really helps keep me focused and keeps me motivated. You know, we really do kind of motivate each other a lot of the days. So, you know, whatever business you're in, whatever industry, find somebody that is in that same industry or even, you know, understands you as an entrepreneur or a serial entrepreneur that understands the multiple businesses that you're running. You know, actively seek them out. You know, it's not going to come easy. You know, some people are going to be like, well, I don't understand. Like, you know, what do you mean you want to have a group or you want to get together or you want to have lunch or you just want to, you know, chat, you know, bounce ideas off each other. You know, it's a good thing to have. And I encourage everybody to find that. Back to Greg Chisholm. You know, I don't know what he's doing now. You know, his Toy Freaks channel got shut down for terms of service violations or whatever. You know, the guy made a lot of money off of YouTube. So hopefully, you know, he's working on, you know, the second iteration of, you know, that's his business now is YouTube. So hopefully he's working on that. And wish the guy all the luck in the world. I would love nothing more than to do a phone interview with that guy. I've tried to reach out, but it's very hard to try to get a hold of that guy. So I will continue because I think that his story and, you know, his motivation is something that people need to, they need to hear, you know. A lot of people in my business, in my industry, look up to that man. You know, there's lots of other people out there on YouTube that a lot of people look up to. But still, if you say, you know, Greg Chisholm or Geek to Freak, like, you can see, like, people light up. Like, when I'm at the GI Expo and somebody says, well, how did you get into this business? And I explain my story, you know, they crack a huge smile and they're like, I get it. You know, if they were a part of the lawn care community when Greg Chisholm was in it, they get it. Like, they totally understand. So, you know, just keep pushing forward, guys. Like Greg says, don't be scared. Jump out there. Try new things. You know, if you're wanting to start a clothing brand, if you're wanting to start, you know, a photography business, whatever, just go out there and do it. I get the question all the time, like, you know, when should I start my business? Or, you know, I'm thinking about starting a lawn care business in the springtime. Listen, if you're even thinking about it or considering starting a business, start it. Start it tomorrow. This podcast, do you think that I sat around and dwelled on this podcast for 6 months trying to figure out if I wanted to do a podcast? No. This podcast, like, I thought, hey, that'd be kind of cool to do, you know? And then, you know, I kind of got busy and things went going. But when I committed, when I sat down and committed to this podcast, literally, I recorded it, one take. I found Anchor, uploaded it to Anchor. Anchor throws it out to iTunes, Android, the Play Store, Stitcher, several other places. It throws it out there automatically for me. It went from, man, I should try to record a podcast today, to I had a podcast today, right? I mean, it basically started the first week of April. I thought about it, I recorded it, uploaded it the same day, and then posted it into the lawn care, you know, the 38 lawn care Facebook pages. And then also on Facebook, my Turf Kings clothing brand fan site, you know, I post them on there as well. So if you want to check that out, I'm on Facebook under Turf Kings and also Average Lawn Care. So you can check those out. But Average Lawn Care is more, I think it's more geared towards like people that are local to me. I think I have a lot of local people that follow me on there. But, you know, don't wait, guys. If you're thinking about it, do it. Or if you're thinking about a pivot in your business, just do it. You know, what do you got to lose? If you're thinking about making a transition, you know, you already run a successful business. If you're thinking about adding a second fleet or a second truck or a second crew, or you're thinking about, and here's one thing I'll tell you that I would like to have eventually. I'd like to have, I'm going to stay solo as long as possible, number one. But I would really like to have somebody that knows like hardscaping and stuff like that, get them hired in and have just a two-man or a three-man crew knocking out, you know, some hardscaping and also, you know, taking care of like some mulch and stuff like that. That way, I can focus on just mowing the grass and taking care of that, or, you know, figuring out where I'm going to fit in there. Maybe I get to the point where I have a one or two man crew running mowers, and another one or two man crew or two or three man crew, doing hardscapes. And then, you know, would be nice if I could just sit there and sell the, you know, the projects. Or I could, you know, work on the hardscape crew, be the third man over there. But anyway, you know, there's all sorts of things that we can do. But if you're thinking about it, stop thinking about it and do it. There's no other way. Just you have to do it. Like I said, what do you got to lose? Some time, some money. You can always make more money. Now, you can't get time. You can't buy that. But you can always make more money, right? So if you decide, hey, I want to try a clothing brand, start a clothing brand, you know, figure it out, and then put it out there, you know, for sale, you know, promote it, get an influencer, you know, a real influencer, get an influencer, you know, to help you sell that. If you want to create your own supplements for a health and body, you know, fitness type a business, you know, do it. If you don't know Chinese, find a way to speak Chinese. Find a way. You know, that's the mindset of an entrepreneur is to just find a way. We all have the abilities. We have so many tools in front of us with the internet and apps. You know, you understand that there's apps out there that you can talk into, and then it will repeat what you said in whatever language you want. There's nothing holding you back, right? A plane ticket to China, you know, to go over there and look at, you know, moldings, or, you know, if you want to come up with a new design, you know, for a weed eater or a guard or something, you know, whatever, racks, trailer racks, whatever, you know, there's nothing holding you back but your mind and yourself. And you have to break free of that. Use the motto, don't be scared, right? Now, of course, we're going to be scared, but you have to, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you have to push through that mindset of being scared. And, you know, hey, I'm going to do this. And I understand starting a podcast is way different than flying to China and creating a product from scratch. I get that. But still, it's all the same mindset. You think about it, you act on it, and you sell it, right? It's all the same. you just don't be scared. Go out there and go do it. All right, guys, that's all I have for you today. I really, truly appreciate everybody listening to the podcast and downloads. I've been looking at the numbers over the past, 4 weeks, and I'm very happy they keep going up. I really appreciate it. Reach out to me on social media, Average Lawn Care or Turf Kings. Find me, send me a message, let me know, give me some feedback, how I'm doing, things that you might want to hear of upcoming shows or something you want me to change. I just want some constructive feedback, good or bad. Please hit me up. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a great week, and we'll see you on the next cut.